This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network and all over the internet. Walt, how are we doing today?
Not too bad, my friend, not too bad. How's things up there in our old capital?
Could be better. We could talk about that later. But anyways, first order of business, we usually remember the fallen officers that were murdered in the line of duty. But this week, there's no fallen officer. So we were safe for another week, thankfully. Let's try to keep the trend. Those that are killed in line of duty, please be careful doing traffic stops, directing traffic, handling accidents. And don't go crazy in those cruisers or RMPs. But anyways, Walter, it was the worst of times, and it was little less worst of times in our former hometown, the city of New York. This past week, two RMPs or cruisers or police cars to civilians were covered in garbage and spray painted NYPD KKK. Luckily, there were only two cars affected. Then a group of mostly street garbage, probably not from the hood, protesting the NYPD's crackdown on TOS or theft of service, which is under the New York State penal law, or simply jumping the turnstile without paying a fare. The street garbage was calling New York's finest all sorts of racist, saying kill the NYPD, F the NYPD, F the police, F not being Foxtrot or fire truck, if you know what I mean. The street garbage was also saying it's racist to have poor people pay such a small price for a service. Which is riding the subway, which the current fare to ride a New York City subway is currently $2.75. Now, in Washington, D.C., it's $2.75 is one of the lowest fares you can pay because Washington, D.C. does a zone system, but I won't bore you with the details. But anyways, what this street garbage failed to realize is that it costs $2 million for every subway car you see on the track. New York City runs 10 subway cars, so 2 times 10 is $20 million for one train. Plus the maintenance and replacement cost for the trains, tracks, signal switches, turnstile, lights, elevators, escalators, platforms, the radio system, the machines for the that you buy your Metro card in because they no longer sell tokens, maintenance of buildings, cost of electricity, and the cost of purchasing and maintaining the trucks that fix the system. Cost of paying the tens of thousands of employees that operate and maintain the system. But anyways, you know, they protest in that. They don't know how, obviously these people don't never operate a business or never own anything or never realize how things work. Now, about 30 years ago, people like Bill Bratton, John Timoney, and Jack Maple, who worked for the then New York City Transit Police, realized the same people who hopped the turnstile also carried weapons or drugs or had warrants or just an overall piece of trash. And then they started to enforce the fare in the New York system, and guess what? Crime started to go down. And so a couple years after that, they went to the New York City Police Department and started the broken window theory right there, and crime went down tenfold. But anyways, fast forward to present day. The MTA is run by Bill de Blasio and Governor Andrew Cuomo. You have assaults, rapes, robberies, sexual assaults, assault batteries, all coming back with a vengeance. And of course, like I said before, there's a direct correlation between turnstile jumpers and other criminal activity. For example, in D.C., there was a guy that stopped for hopping the gate. And he was in possession of an automatic rifle, semi-automatic rifle, a revolver, and drugs. Now, don't believe the BS from City Hall or Police Plaza that crime is still down. It's just an absolute lie. But I mean, I was fit to be tied when I saw this street garbage protesting the police. But anyways, as they're protesting the police, saying fight the NYPD, F the NYPD, they're saying we're coming upon the 5-year anniversary of the deaths of Detectives Lou and Ramos. So, but anyways, as they're calling the New York's finest racist, whatever, Detectives Lou and Ramos does not look like Virginia Governor Ralph Northam or myself. But anyways, there is some hope. Commissioner James O'Neill stepped down from his post as New York City Police Commissioner, supposedly to take a job in the private sector. But anyone can see it was not on his terms. And we all know O'Neill was not a cop's cop, but he took orders from Mayor de Blasio and threw cops like Daniel Pantaleo and Sergeant Hugh Berry under the RMP or under the bus. The new commissioner is the former Chief of Detectives Dermot Shea. Don't know much about him, so the jury's still out about him. So what's the record for Police Commissioner James O'Neill? You had 9 MOS suicides, 2 MOS killed by friendly fire, and 1 cop shot and killed line of duty, and some serious juke in the stacks to make New York look like the Giuliani area, when in reality it's worse than the A-beam area. But nice going, Jimmy O'Neill. Don't let the door hit you on the ass on your way out. And your 30-year career with the NYPD ended with an enormous pile of failure. Well, you got anything you want to add before we hit our first break?
You know, this might be the first step in a long road that will straighten out what's going on with the NYPD. Like we said, we don't know anything about this new police commissioner. We know he was... got like 28 years on the job. He was an executive officer in what, the 4-7 or something. And, you know, he's got a career. Let's see what he'll do since he's been around for, you know, damn near 30 years. Let's see if, you know, he can institute some of that old school street justice. I was just watching this morning. There was something going on in the subway. I believe it was yesterday where, you know, some idiot was going, I know my rights. You can't do this. I know my rights. I know my rights, blah, 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 blah. Don't know the gist of the entire situation, but it got to the point where the police had to take this guy down. As I was watching it, it looked like he was just inciting just to get the crowd going. And, of course, that's a crime. So they took him down. Of course, everybody's got their stupid cameras on and everything. That's just wonderful. What happened was, I hope, can be a reflection on what's to come. Have all the cameras you want. Do what you're supposed to do out there, guys. Take care of business, take care of the public, take care of the safety. If this new police commissioner has, you know, a half a brain, he's going to take the handcuffs off of the New York City Police Department and let them go and let them do what they're supposed to do.
Right. But anyways, while we're coming on our first break, we'll talk a little bit more about the new commissioner. Some people, of course, are not happy in New York, but we'll tell why. Well, you know the reason why. But anyways, we got that. We got Scoop going to Popeyes and other stuff down the line. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Kosher. Certified. put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified? Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this, the Kosher-tified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities, and it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking about the departure of Police Commissioner James P. O'Neill from the New York City Police Department and the street garbage that had a huge protest and running amok through the transit system in Brooklyn. Well, there's a couple of people not happy that Dermot Shea was appointed as New York City Police Commissioner. First one is First Deputy Benjamin Tucker. He was the number two man in the police department. He's the first commissioner. He was not happy because he thought he would get the job because simply he is black. But Bill de Blasio actually had to defend himself. He says, listen, I needed the best person for the job, and I think Chief Shea was the best person for the job. And then some assemblywoman from Queens nobody cares about also said that the position should have gone to a an African-American or a Latino. Well, I hate to say this, Toots, but New York City is in the grips of going back to the days of Death Wish. So Bill de Blasio had to put somebody who could get the job done. I mean, we all know that either de Blasio told O'Neill, hey, hit the bricks, you're done, or O'Neill said, you know what, this job is just killing me. I can't get anything done. I'm going to leave. Well, what do you think, or what's the reason why do you think O'Neill left the job? Do you think he just quit or was forced out by de Blasio?
I think it was a mixture of everything. You know, look what's happened to the NYPD. You know, since O'Neill has become commissioner in the last 3 years, it looked like it's a 180 turn where the police were, quote unquote, in charge on the street, and it went to they're not in charge on the street. Suicides this year, we have 10 unfortunate suicides this year.
Right.
And since this became like a public matter on social media back in April or May, I don't see anything, and I've talked to people up there in the city, I don't see anything that's being done to help the police that see no other way out of whatever they may be involved in or whatever's going on around them, whether it's social, private, domestic, professional related, we don't know. So there's no improvement there to take care of the NYPD, retired or not. And the water being dumped over the cops in July, you know, and walking away smiling like little schoolgirls. You know, it's just not, it's not the way the police department needs to be run. So I think the plate is piling up. Blasio probably pointed his finger at O'Neill that, you know, it's all his problem. It's all on O'Neill's plate. And they came to some type of an agreement. Well, okay, I'll resign and I'll move on into the quote unquote private sector, you know, whatever the private sector is. You know, usually some type of personal securities management or some damn thing or another, or a Target security guard. Anyway, De Blasio is the cornerstone of the failing of the New York City Police Department. You know, you got 30,000-40,000 men and women who risk their lives every day that go into that the confines of New York City, and you never know when it's going to be your turn to face a perp, fight a perp, shoot a perp, or the other way around. I think this may be a positive step, but again, a baby step to improving the, not the integrity of the police department, because that's always there. Maybe not always 100%, but the integrity is always there. What they need to do is establish that they're there to help people, not for people to piss on them, throw garbage on them, throw water on them. You know, that's what they're not there for. They're not targets. They're people that you're supposed to be able to go to when you're in trouble. And like I said, maybe last week or the week before, I gave an interview on Frontline way back in the early 90s. And I thought it was us against them. And it's us against them again. It's got to be turned around to where we're on an even platform again. You don't know who the bad guys are, and you don't know who the good guys are. You never do. But they know who you are. But most of them respected you. You got perps that aren't running away anymore. You got perps that are, quote-unquote, Florida, standing their ground and spitting at cops, yelling at cops. I know my rights. I know my rights. Because somebody's always got a stupid camera going again. And that's fine. So I think cameras on the cops will work out better. I think the news media needs to take a back seat and really take a look at what's going on in the city and stop blaming it on the cops just because they are there. They're there for a reason. They're not targets of comic relief or attacks. It's ridiculous. It's gotten so out of hand. The new commissioner, hopefully, will take a stand. We'll see how long he stays in office. If it's a short-term office, you know, if it's a short-term, we know that he was trying to do something that de Blasio didn't want him to do. If it's longer than 3 years, who knows? The guy might fall under de Blasio's spell and have all his police that guard him turn on him, you know, turn their backs on him, like they do with de Blasio. So let's see. You know, only time will tell. Only time will tell.
Right. And let's hope it's for the better. But anyways, Walter, moving right along from my backyard. This is from the Nobody's Surprise News. In Prince George's County, Maryland, a man was fatally stabbed when he cut in front of another man at a Popeye's restaurant while waiting for the re-released chicken sandwich. Three guesses what the suspect looks like at this particular Popeye's. And I mean, everybody saw this coming. We talked about violence at Popeye's the first time they came out with a chicken sandwich. And of course, the first time we hear a report of violence at Popeye's, it turns out fatal. I wish the corporation that owned the Popeye's chain would change its name, because like we said before, the name Popeye's came from Jimmy Popeye Doyle, the character from the movie French Connection, played by Gene Hackman, based on who Walter calls Uncle Eddie Egan, who was the real Popeye Doyle, who was an actual MOS from the NYPD, and he was actually in the movie The French Connection. Now, on our website, 75radio.org, we have a hysterical video from our friend JB Gunner talking about the violence at Popeyes. But you got to check it out. But, folks, if you have very sensitive ears, it's not for you. But, anyways, yesterday, or Wednesday, I actually took a ride to the Popeyes in Oxon Hill, Maryland, which is in Prince George's County, Maryland. A little about Prince George's County, Maryland, is that it is a majority-minority county, which means it has more blacks and Hispanics than white people. And as you can imagine, it is very dangerous. I have cops tell me all the time that people from Prince George's County come into Northern Virginia area, Fairfax, Arlington, Alexandria, and take cars and steal them and bring them back to Prince George's County. Meanwhile, people in Washington, D.C. drive from Washington, D.C. to Prince George's County, steal cars from Prince George's County, and bring them back to the District of Columbia. So, anyways, I decided to take a ride out to what they call PG County and see the situation myself. And so, as I'm driving to the restaurant, it is very, very black, and the restaurant itself is very crowded. And since there's a... And we'll get back with my trip to Popeyes from the Nobody a Surprise News when we get back. This is 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Take it away, boys.
Claiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tweeting that it's just not true. A new report in the Washington Post that claims he asked Attorney General William Barr to publicly state that the president broke no laws in his phone call last July with the Ukrainian president. The Post says that the president wanted Barr to hold a news conference to clear his name, but that Barr said he wouldn't do it. The Kincaid fire that tore through Northern California for the past 2 weeks is finally fully contained. That fire in Sonoma County has scorched over 80,000 acres, and it's destroyed about 200 structures. Funerals for the 9 Americans killed in a massacre south of the border in Sonora, Mexico, begin today and will continue this week. However, the man that Mexican authorities had arrested in connection with the brutal murders of those 9 Americans is no longer considered a suspect. This is USA Radio News.
Well, look who's home. How was your day, hon?
You know, stressful, exhausting.
Lay down on me and we'll talk about it.
Oh, Purple Mattress. You know how to support me.
Hey, I'm just a mattress doing my job.
You're more than that. You're a Purple Mattress. Who cares about a bed with numbers when I have your Purple Grid to comfort my body's pressure points? And forget memory foam. Your non-toxic, hyper-elastic polymer minimizes heat, keeping me cool and comfortable the whole night through.
If you're happy, I'm happy. But you do have up to 100 days to return me for a full refund.
And give up the best night's sleep I've had since I learned to walk? No way. You're the only one I want to come home to, Purple Mattress.
You too can come home to a Purple Mattress by texting SHIP to 84888. And now for a limited time, receive a free Purple product with your order. When you text SHIP to 84888, that's keyword S-H-I-P to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions reportedly planning to run for the U.S. Senate seat that he had held in Alabama since 1997 before he gave it up to join the Trump administration. Multiple Republicans familiar with the plans have confirmed that to CBS as well as NBC News. Sessions would challenge Democratic Senator Doug Jones, who had defeated Republican Roy Moore in the 2017 special election to fill Sessions' vacancy. Alabama's Republican Representative Bradley Byrne has already announced he'd be running for the seat and says he respects Sessions but doesn't plan to change his plans.
We've been in this for 8 months, and we're certainly not going to get out of it now. In fact, we're revving up faster.
A new study finding insomniacs are more likely to suffer a stroke or a heart attack than those who sleep well. Researchers looked at 500,000 people over 10 years and found those with insomnia were 22% more likely to have heart disease and 10% more likely to have a stroke. This is USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. I was talking about violence at a Popeyes for the re-release of a chicken sandwich. Young man was stabbed in Oxon Hill, Maryland, which is located in Prince George's County, Maryland, one of the most dangerous counties in the United States. So I decided to take a ride back in 2015. I took a ride up to Baltimore as the city was still burning to see what was going on in Baltimore. So as I'm driving by, the restaurant was very crowded, and I got to the little shrine. They had a little shrine full of candles or whatever for this poor guy that got stabbed for cutting the line for a chicken sandwich. And there's a couple dudes, about three dudes, hanging out outside the store just doing much of nothing. So, or as buddy JB Gunner says, they're a bunch of Tyrones. So I decided to do what any smart guy would do and head for the hills. I never got out of the car, never parked the car, just drove home. And anyways, we got the 60-second clip on YouTube. And we have it on YouTube, and we have it on our website, 75radio.org. And Walter just texted me saying the call just dropped because he ran out of quarters. And we're back. Walter, you back?
Yep. I got a new hamster. I'll see how long this one lasts.
Well, we one of these days off air, we have to talk about your hamsters. But anyways, I was talking about visiting Popeyes, and anyways, we're talking about visiting Popeyes, me not getting out of the car due to a personal safety issue because a couple of Tyrones were sitting outside the makeshift shrine. What do you make of the violence at a restaurant over a chicken sandwich?
I don't know, but you know, I'm surfing around here, and I found another one. A lady cut the head of the drive-through line, scraping her car up against some kind of cement post or something or other. This must be a pretty damn good sandwich. You know, for people willing to destroy their car and fight over it. So, but there's no Popeyes where I am. But it's look, this is just childish. You know, This is what I think. It's like any other fast food restaurant that introduces something that they don't always carry and reintroduce it. You know, a couple of weeks ago, it was the McDonald's McRib crap sandwich. Now McDonald's is putting back retro Happy Meal toys. And it's a rush for this. The kids want it. The teenagers want it. Because of the hype. And you get people that get testy because, you know, somebody wants that chicken sandwich and they feel it's their duty to make sure they get a chicken sandwich at whatever cost. You know, time and time again, these fast food restaurants are nothing but MMA arenas. And, you know, you can, you know, buy your food, sit down, and in an hour, you're going to see a fight. You know, you're going to see a customer getting ticked off at an employee or vice versa. And then it's on. You got one diving over the counter one way, you got another one diving over the counter the other way. But, you know, this must be some damn good chicken sandwich. I might have to just try to find one somewhere in downtown Chattanooga. You know, I'll circle around in the hood to see if I can find one and see what happens. You know, there's always something happening in the hood. It's not just the Popeyes. But if I could get a chicken sandwich and watch a show, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to give it a try. But I don't see anything on television where it says, where it gives a warning. You know, that black lady that says, Louisiana fried,
right.
A $5 thing, three pieces of chicken, fries, and some kind of coleslaw stuff. There's
right.
no danger sign, to say, be careful next time you go to Popeyes, you may engage in a fight. So there's no warnings about that.
Or you may get stabbed.
Yeah. And be careful in the drive-thru because people will, scrape their car up against yours to get ahead of you. And, cutting in front of the drive-thru, you might get the wrong order. You might get somebody else's order. And it won't be a chicken sandwich in the bag. No, it's really going to be on. So,
right.
we have just such inane people, such immature people that just take, I know my rights, to a level that just doesn't exist. They're creating another rung on the rights ladder. Have a right to the chicken
right.
sandwich. You got the right to remain silent, to an attorney, and you have the right to a chicken sandwich, so if you please.
Right. But here's the 800-pound gorilla in the room, because they don't say where these restaurants are located. Now, in Fairfax County, Virginia, which is the most wealthiest counties in the entire country, they have two Popeyes restaurants. And I visited both with my family. And again, if you go to our website, 75radio.org, they're empty. But this is before the chicken sandwich. The people that go to Popeyes in not the hood, they act accordingly. But you go to Popeyes in the hood, and it's on like Donkey Kong. Because, these people just don't know how to behave. Now, I like to go to Chick-fil-A for a number of reasons. One, they're very patriotic. They do the right thing for first responders. You go there in uniform, they'll give you a discount right off the top. They don't support gay marriage. They stay closed on Sunday so people can go to church. But if you go to a Chick-fil-A restaurant, the restaurant's always clean, or they try to keep it as clean as possible. Everybody speaks English behind the counter or that works at the restaurant, and there's just no shenanigans. You never see anybody acting up. You never see any YouTube moments when things get messed up, because they provide very good customer service. Also, it helps that not only are there law enforcement that go there, because of course, what cop don't like a place that does the right thing? But there's actually, depending what state you live in, there's other people that will probably armed in that restaurant that are exercising the Second Amendment rights. Because you have one restaurant called Chick-fil-A, which they come out, they say that they're Christian. You rarely see Chick-fil-A in the hood, because like Starbucks, they do lots of research to see where they want to open a restaurant. That's another thing. People say, oh, Starbucks is just so progressive. Oh, they do so many great things and homeless people live in a bathroom, whatever. But you rarely, rarely, rarely see Starbucks in the hood. So if you're looking to buy a piece of property to a neighborhood to move in, look for a nearest Starbucks or Chick-fil-A. Or here's another one, Ben and Jerry's. That's another place. You never see Ben and Jerry's in the hood. They have no Ben and Jerry's in St. Louis, Missouri, only at the ballpark. That's only open for baseball games and special events. But like I was saying, take a look at the places where these restaurants are located, where there's violence. It's obvious that, these people are prone to violence. They want to get all excited over a chicken sandwich, but if you remember 30 years ago, you had the Cabbage Patch dolls, then you had the Tickle Me Elmo. Everybody just needs to behave. Popeyes will come out with more chicken sandwiches. They made more Cabbage Patch dolls. They made more Tickle Me Elmos, and they're going to make whatever the next great big toy is this 29 Christmas season, which began probably October 29th. But anyways, enough about that. Well, let's go to the news around the nation. How's that sound?
Sure.
Okay, Dateline Washington. All right, Dateline Washington. The U.S. Treasury is still $14 trillion in debt, and we have secret impeachment hearings. The U.S. Taxpayer and U.S. citizen still pays the highest prescription drug prices, and Congress still holds secret impeachment hearings. Social Security is going broke sooner than later, and Congress is holding secret impeachment hearings. Amtrak, National Rail, is runs $1 billion in the red every year, and Congress holds secret impeachment hearings. Now, up in New York, again, the state has been losing population in droves, but the state is looking at Donald Trump's tax returns. The state of New York is $2 billion in debt, but the state is looking at Donald Trump's tax returns before he became president. The state of New York has not had the economic prosperity as most other states since Donald Trump took office, but the state is looking at Donald Trump's tax returns. And we're going to continue with the news around the nation. Also, news about Mikey Guerin. And Scoop Stanton is trying to get a new sponsor. We'll be right back on 75 Radio right after these messages.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
All right, and we're back talking about news around the nation. We're talking about Washington's a mess, but they want to impeach Donald Trump. New York State still having some problems. the MTA, which is the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, or the mass transit system for Metropolitan New York City, is an absolute mess. But the state of New York is looking at Donald Trump's tax returns before he became president. Meanwhile, Donald Trump himself left the state of New York, taking millions in tax revenue and economic activity away from the Empire State. But the state of New York is still looking at Donald Trump's tax returns before he became president. Meanwhile, in California, California is burning and there's no electricity, yet Speaker Pelosi, Representative Schiff and Waters, and the rest of the Democratic congressional delegation wants to impeach Donald Trump. Senator Kamala Harris is too busy going to Iowa to dance with a group of high schoolers, looking like she's on the Soul Train dance line, to go to California and see what's going on with the fires and bringing electricity back to its residents. What's funny in California, they said, hey, get rid of your gasoline engine, your internal combustion engine cars. Buy electric cars, it's good for the environment. But guess what? People can't leave the burning neighborhoods because they have no electricity. They get away in their electric cars. But anyways, she's too busy running for president to care what's happening in California. Meanwhile, Los Angeles and San Francisco have become meccas of drug abuse, homelessness, mental illness, and despair. Meanwhile, Pelosi, Waters, and Schiff hold secret meetings to impeach Trump. Well, your opinions real quick before we move on.
It's just unbelievable. It's unfathomable what's going on. I mean, if you said something that like this was going to happen in our country as bad as it was 20 years ago, I never would have believed it. I don't think anybody would have believed it. All these secret meetings, forget about, you know, Nancy Pelosi and Chuckles Schumer. And, you know, it's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. I mean, it should be more fodder for Jimmy Kimmel and all those other late night show hosts that they always pick on Trump. You know, there's nothing to pick on Trump about it. He's doing a good job. Nancy Pelosi running around wasting all that money. Now, you know, there's a big homeless problem in Las Vegas now. So they're not taking care of anything. They're trying to, like you said, they're spending all this money to impeach Mr. Trump. And trying to get some kind of dirt on him in the next 12 months, so it defaces his bid for a second term. It's just not necessary. That's my thing. I just can't go on about that anymore. It's so disgusting.
Right. Meanwhile, in the Commonwealth of Virginia, this past election day, the Democrats took almost every position available in state and local elections. So now you can look at Virginia to become the next California, Illinois, New York. And meanwhile, Klansman / blackface actor and current governor Ralph Northam was absolutely ecstatic. He thought he was about to do a hootenanny or do an Al Jolson routine. But anyways, moving right along. My apologies, folks. Our marketing director, Mike Guerin, got a raise yesterday, and he got some notoriety in the website, 75.org, as I've made him as part of the family. As anybody knows, operating a website, it takes constant upgrades, constant changes. So I said, you know what? I don't have Mike Guerin in our list, this picture. And then, of course, the picture of yours truly went missing. So anyways, I put him in and said, hey, he's our marketing director and not-so-sexy intern. And you thought he was just inducted in the NASCAR Hall of Fame. He was just so excited. And he put it on Facebook that he's, you know, part of the family on the 705radio.org website. And I just said, simply said, Mike, okay, now go earn us some money, make us famous. Like, go get your shine box. So, would you write, Walter?
You know, Mike has been a big help with our 7-5 projects, and you know, he's doing a great job. He's the big bear of a guy. And
yes, he is.
Name the not so sexy intern, you know, rings very true. But you know, he's got a heart of gold, and he'd do just about anything for anybody.
Right.
He's doing well with the used cars, you know, salesman, and also with the racing, out there with the dirt track racing. So big shout out to Mr. Mike and some of our race fans, to Jeff and his family this weekend. Well, actually, when this airs, it'll be Saturday, November 9th, which is the birth date of yours truly. So you can don't send any gifts, just send cash, and I'll have a happy birthday. But it's the last race weekend of the year, and I was going to try to get to the track this weekend. But two things. I am scheduled to work my job that I make a living at on Saturday, and it's going to be too damn cold. It freezes my butt off, man. I'm from the north, but I don't like cold anymore. I don't want to be involved.
Right.
Even though we probably sit up in the, you know, in the broadcaster's booth. But it's
right.
You know, just chilly. You might have to end the racing season, you know, a week or two early because it's getting a little chilly out there. But
right.
Shout out to those guys. And we plan to have some type of a get-together, me, Mike, and some of the race family somewhere. And, of course, we'll all run out the door and stick Mike with the bill.
Yep. But anyways, well, happy belated or early birthday to you, or happy birthday today, depending on when you hear this. Yep, the Topless Outlaw Dirt Racing Series Shootout is this weekend. Visit Mike Guerin's Racing and Radio on YouTube to find out more, because he's the system expert. But anyways, well, I want to finish with a commercial. As last week we talked about how the Always Feminine Hygiene product is taking away the female symbol because other people complain, binary person which don't recognize themselves as male or female, but have female parts and, you know, Mother Nature take its course. And also, transgendered gentlemen are mad because the product for women who are born females does not reflect on them. But anyways, I wrote a commercial for the Procter & Gamble Company. I'm looking to get them as a sponsor. I want to read this real quick, put some background music, and see what you say. Guys, this is Peter Scoop Stanton. I know how a man's menstrual cycle can be. You have some heavy days, you have some light days, and you have some in-between days. I don't want to worry about that time of the month when I'm working in the garage, cutting the grass, or out on the lake fishing with the guys. That's why I always use Always. With Always, all of us don't have to worry about those embarrassing moments. So, if you're working on an oil rig, in the middle of the ocean, or mountain climbing in the Rockies, or defending this great nation in dangerous, desolate lands, always use Always. Well, back to you.
Man, you got that down, man. I don't think that Procter & Gamble will not call you. I think they will. So probably in the next few minutes. As soon as we get off the air tonight, man, somebody, some lawyer, Procter & Gamble, is gonna pay you a visit. They're gonna want to know what
the well, I'm trying.
The whole concept is ridiculous. You know, why in the hell would a transgender person give a rat's butt about you know, a tampon that they're not even going to use, you know, unless they use it, you know, after, you know, the backdoor relay.
or they have leakage somewhere else that we really don't want to get into. But we talked about this last week, and I find it just absolutely hysterical. And then now have you seen the ads? There's an underwear company for women who are going through, you know, their visit from Aunt Flo, mind you. And about guys talking about the things that women's have, and they say, and the announcer narrator over the air says, "Now, what if guys had to go through the same thing as women?" And you have guys asking another guy for a tampon, and I say, "What in the God's name is this?" And then I forgot the name of the underwear company, but I guess it's so you don't have embarrassing moments. But I mean, it's just ridiculous. So, anyways, but I will send this to Procter & Gamble. And remember, anybody that wants to has a good or service they want to get out there, please get a hold of Sam at Liberty News Radio, because again, he has the best rates around. Because we are all over the place, but we're on the radio, we're on the internet, we're on the TuneIn app, we're on the Roku player, we're on a telephone landline. I can tell you right now, Saturday night, I'm driving home listening to us on the telephone landline saying, wow, I should get and use Always products.
Well,
you got
you're good for spills too, I guess. You know, if you spill something, you know, keep them around the
street.
You got a leaky sink or something. I don't know.
Right, we should have Mike Garrett test them out. But anyways, thankfully, there's the bumper music. Say it's time to end this car wreck. But for Walter Yerkew, this is Peter Scoop Stanton reminding you, you can go out and make a difference. Now go out and make it. All right, have a good week, everybody. Stay safe.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.